Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. First, I want to say thank you to all of you who participated in our recent pledge drive, our spring pledge drive. Welcome to the Coast Community Radio family. With your support, we can continue to have the programming that we have to surprise you, to delight you, to confound you. And thank you so very much for everything. And throughout the year, you can always, if someone's having a birthday, you can always say, oh, I think I'll give them a membership as a gift. But thank you again for everything that you did over this last week and a half for us. Today is the first day of spring equinox. And what does that mean? If you Google it, you would find out that it says, astronomically, the spring equinox marks the moment at which the Earth's axis tilts neither away from nor toward the sun, resulting in nearly equal periods of daylight and darkness across the globe. Sun observers and astronomers may think of the spring equinox as an astronomical transit point when the Earth-Sun relationship stands in perfect balance. Today, to talk about spring and all things spring-like and the meaning of that in various ways, I'm very thrilled to have Caitlin Stecker. She is a licensed social worker. She's a clinical social worker. She is a licensed certified psychodramatist. I don't have my little paper here because you do so many things, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And she is also an IFS or Internal Family Systems Therapy trainer. And that is a personal transformation therapy strategy that she uses. Is that right, Caitlin?
You're very good.
Well, I'm trying to remember this. You're multi-talented.
Well, I've been going to a lot of trainings for a lot of years. So yes. Good morning and
good
happy
morning.
Spring.
Happy spring.
Yeah, 4:02 a.m. this morning, the sun went into Aries. And that marks the beginning of spring. And around here, it was coming in like a lion. And this morning, it was rocking and rolling.
That's
and
for sure.
It certainly let itself be felt if you were open to that. And it is going to be fun to be able to explore what does spring teach us? What does it offer us? And it's the kind of learning that when we lived in more direct relationship to nature, we learned through the cycles of the year about our own lives and about our own path. And so I hope that we'll be able to explore that and be able to kind of bring some more ideas and metaphors and images so that everybody, perhaps today and in the next few days, can find a way to bring the spring energy into their life.
That's a great way to say that because it does feel like as there is a shift on the planet, yeah. There can be a shift in our own lives as well. Yeah. Caitlin, for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with you, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a licensed clinical social worker, and I'm in private practice. I say I went to school so that I could do what I wanted to do, and then I didn't use anything hardly from school other than the fact that I was able to do it and felt good about that. But all my training has been in all kind of other ways of working with people and helping the change process that's really natural to us. Really, the work I do is to clear the obstacles. And it was interesting this morning, I was just saying, as I was driving out of the driveway, I had to clear the obstacles so I could get out. And I, in that moment, was thinking about our show and the idea that if we can take those moments when something happens to us and work with it as a symbol of something. So as I was tossing the branches, I was thinking about the things in my own life that get in my way. And some of them are sometimes old ideas. I tossed a fear that I know is an old fear that it's really not relevant to me anymore. And I've worked with it, I've honored it, but it really is not of me anymore. And so I really gave a good woof of that off the driveway so that I could get here this morning. And I also have the great, really, it's an incredible privilege to be part of a training team around the world that trains therapists, artists, creative people, anyone who's interested in this work of what's called internal family systems. And again, I always do this disclaimer because I just wish our creator hadn't been a family therapist at the time, because that's why he chose that term, but it's confusing to people. It really doesn't have to do with external family. It has to do with the internal family and the idea that we we have a multiplicity of parts inside of us. And the quality, you could say, or the experience of our life has a lot to do with the relationships that we, from our core, have with these different parts of ourself, and the relationship that these parts have with each other. So that when we have dilemmas in our life, they're polarizations between parts of us. A part that, say, wants to do something and a part that's afraid to, or thinks that we would be shamed if we did that. And so it can literally be an obstacle in our life to that sense of growth and development if our parts get into that kind of internal debate that can cause what many of us talk about being stuck.
Yes, and spring is a perfect time. Everybody says move forward, spring forward, yeah. and so it's a great time. However, I think you're right. That's why maybe it explains why even, you know, I could say, okay, I'm starting this program. I'm walking 5 miles a day. I'm doing, and another part of me is like, no, you need to rest. No. And there's that conflict. And so you're right. And now's a great time to think about spring. So
yes.
What does spring mean to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and this is probably something from the work that I've done, that I'm always looking at dualities. So as soon as you said that, I can feel into the sense of hopefulness of spring, the idea that, wow, look at those little buds. Look at all that new life that's coming. That's amazing. Those little teeny tender shoots that are, you know, coming up in the midst of this kind of storm this morning, and the daffodils are still there. So that energy of hopefulness and new life, and also the tenderness of, I mean, spring is about tenderness. It's about being able to recognize that when we have a new idea or a new way of being, it's very tender. And if we take it out too fast into the world, and if we stomp around on it, it might not make it, because it needs a holding environment. And this is something that I work with a lot with people in my groups, because it's like in our groups, there's a commitment to being there with one another through all the different experiences, the clear loving, the conflicted difficulties, all of it, but to hold that environment that says, no matter what happens, I'm coming back to be with you. And we need that in our life every day, from ourselves and from other people. And spring talks about the tenderness that needs that container or that protective environment for new life to be able to make it.
So you mean you don't, because it's true, a flower doesn't just suddenly magically appear. You see the tiny first little green, and then it grows gradually into the light.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, you know, the spring equinox this morning was the birth of the new year astrologically. This is actually the new year for the astrological cycle, or the cycle of the calendar of the zodiac, you could say, the sky, the stars, the moon, the sun. And that is, again, a metaphor of birth. And again, you know, we know this, well, we don't all remember, of course, but that babies are they need an incredible protective environment to survive, especially us as the most really dependent mammal there is on the planet. And so that capacity to be that for ourselves too, when there's new energy coming through, is something that's really important, to be able to learn how to give that to ourselves. And part of the difficulty is many of us didn't receive it.
So, Kaylin, wait, does that mean then, let's say that I get inspired and think, okay, spring cleaning, that's it. I've got to get it done, man. Mm-hmm. You're saying, well, maybe I say, yes, I'm going to do spring cleaning. first, maybe I'll have a cup of tea and listen to the birds singing and plan how I'm going to do it. Because I think that's true. Sometimes we rush headlong into things. And what you're saying is, yes, spring is a time of springing forward and of new growth. And also to take some time and treat respectfully, because it took time to happen over the winter time, right?
Absolutely. And that's very important what you're saying. It's like spring today is happening in the context of winter that has just been, that it's been dark and slow and cold. And there's been a sense of that a real, you know, in the cave kind of energy. So coming out of the cave and into the light, we have to develop a tolerance for that light. I mean, it's just, otherwise it's shocking. Now, this is where really, you know, and I have to say, I'm a babe in this because, I mean, in that word of baby, rather, a babe, I'm a babe too. But anyway, that it's that sense of watching nature and letting us teach us. You know, letting the experienced nature of nature teach us about life. People, you know, and I hear all the ways that other cultures that have lived in relation to nature have such wisdom. I mean, people, of course, know it now that, you know, there's an intuition and a knowing and a wisdom because they live in relation to those cycles and recognize that that's their process, too. It's not separate from them. This morning, I actually, I was standing and just looking out and I just had this feeling as I was thinking about our program about how much we're suffering because of how disconnected we are from nature. We're suffering. Our bodies are suffering. Our whole psyches, our souls are suffering because we've been now in a culture and a society and a world, although, you know, there are cultures trying to hold on to this, but we've been separated from the natural process of life, and it really makes it harder for us.
It does, and I think for urban dwellers, it must be so difficult not to be able, if you can't hear the birds singing, which we can hear, most of us, and you can see the little buds beginning, the little green shoots, things happening gradually, as you say. However, if you are living in a world of concrete, in a world of buildings with no fresh air, so we're very fortunate here, and to be grateful incredible. For the fact that, you know, it's the first day of spring, we're here, and we can hear the birds, see the buds, and look at what does that mean for our own lives?
So that's we're going to talk a little bit later about some tools of how to, in a sense, you know, could say, you know, experience the fullness of the message of spring. But one of them is to just go out in the next couple days and just let ourselves experience being in relationship to this incredible renewing, opening, coming alive, and to just let ourselves feel it and then notice, is there anywhere in my own body I feel that? Do I feel that aliveness anywhere? Or is it in my relationships? Is it in, you know, is it in my physical experience? Is it, you know, is it in, say, my relationship with something greater?
That's a wonderful way to look at it. And spring is the time too when there's so much poetry written, so many stories, so many things. Yeah. People, this renewed hope
creative.
After.
Yes,
that creative. It's a great time of creative energy.
Yes.
And before we do our little station ID, do you have a little something you'd like to read?
Yes. And so this idea that also nature perhaps is always trying to give us messages about our life. So I have a friend, Larkin Stentz, who's written some poetry, has it in a beautiful book, Spaces and Time. And it was so fitting for this morning. It's called Listen to the Wind. Listen to the wind in the trees. I will sing to you with the breeze. Soft melodies of dancing hands, loving bodies lying twined on the land. The plants listen as we sing our love song, laughter and delight, find comfort in our light. Listen to the wind in the trees. I will sing to you in the breeze. Soft melodies for dancing hands and loving bodies lying on the land.
Lying on the land. That I always feel like that's an important thing to do to be. And now we're coming to that time where we're going to be able to do that, to really lie down on the earth, which I think is a very powerful thing to do.
Yeah.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today my guest is Caitlin Stecker. Caitlin is a licensed clinical social worker. She is a licensed certified psychodramatist, and she also is an internal family systems therapist and trainer, and she talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the program. And as always, you'll be able to listen to this program again online. And we're talking about the fact that today is the first day of spring and what spring means throughout cultures. It's a very significant and powerful time.
Yes.
And how we see the changes happening around us in the natural world, and then what we can do for ourselves that is positive and healthy. So how do we then use this new energy to make positive changes in our own lives? I think we all feel that we'd want to make healthy changes. However, it's also daunting. And,
yes.
and maybe we don't feel like it in the wintertime. We just are trying to stay warm and be comforted. Mm-hmm. But suddenly now there's this promise of new possibilities in the spring.
Yes. And there is. And that actually also then brings me to, as I was saying about the duality, because it's very important. And I want to really encourage people to have great compassion for themselves, because we do naturally have an oppositional energy in us. In fact, there are many meditative practices that are based on try not to think about your belly button, because that will take you directly into your belly, because your mind is so oppositional. So there's something about when spring comes and it's like, whoa, we're going to go out and we're opening and we're, you know, blossoming and all, that we'll also feel this kind of, no, I don't want to. And in fact, it's very difficult sometimes for people who have been struggling with a kind of sense of despair or a depression. When spring comes, it can feel worse, because it can really feel like, you know, I should be out there, but I don't feel like it. And so to be able to really honor our own rhythms, because that's the other thing. You know, that's why I love going to nurseries. All the plants are in different rhythms of timing. They're all coming alive when it's their time. It's not when the plant next to them's time is. It's their time. And they know that. And they follow that wisdom. Somehow, again, when we're so separated, we lose that. And we try to be like the plant next to us rather than follow our own vital unfolding. And so to be able to say, okay, maybe I don't feel all that great and happy and hopeful today because it's spring. In fact, I feel worse today because it's spring. Okay, so can you be with that? Because as I said, to me, the real message of spring is be with, in a protective, holding way, the new life, whatever it is. Be with it. Welcome it. It's like there's a great teacher, Jeff Foster, that says all these feelings, all these thoughts are your children. Welcome them home. You would not put out any of your children into the cold. So don't put these feelings and experiences in yourself out.
And the spring then is that transitional time between winter and summer. And summer, we are usually crazy busy.
Yes.
That's when we think we have to do everything in the summertime, take advantage of all this weather.
Yeah.
So this is spring is a transitional time then.
It is. It is. And to be gentle, to let the little new life gain itself in its strengths with that protection. It needs the protection that allows it to grow and get stronger. Yes.
So how are some things that we can, let's talk about some.
Yeah. And I guess, again, that's why I was saying the idea of, you know, the duality. And I just, so the being with the, and so this is a great time, as it is really all year long, but for journaling in some way, writing down what is coming up in you, because it's a way of honoring it. And especially our parts, the parts that are coming through in feelings and thoughts, they love it when we write down what they're experiencing. It's like a child that says, you made that for me? You did that for me? It tells them that they matter. And that's a message to ourselves. When we write down in our journal, we're saying to ourselves and our feelings and our thoughts, you matter to me. I'm taking the time to be with you.
Caitlin, this is so vital because you know what? In a world in which we're looking at hard facts and statistics and news and everything, people are, but we are feeling emotional beings. And if we don't take care of our emotional health, and spring's a great time to make some of these transitions, then everything else is, it's superficial.
Exactly.
We have to take care of the root, which is
exactly.
us.
And this, again, is, you know, the evidence of our suffering, of all the ways our bodies and our, again, our souls are suffering this disconnection. So journaling, coloring as a working with in my groups now, the art journals, so that we are being able to color what we're experiencing, which has, you know, been quite the healing of all of people's experience of judgment and, you know, oh, you didn't color that tree the right way or whatever. But to be able to just have it and color anything you want and be able to reflect that, to mirror that. Also, one of the things that, because it's a new year, it's a great time to do a lifeline, which is a very interesting practice, which is to take a piece of paper, however long you want to make it, and on one hand have it be your birth, and on the other hand have it be your projected death, and fill in all the significant experiences of your life along that lifeline. And what's important about that is what you choose, of course. It's what feels significant to you, and to be able to have that sense of review and to be able to be with yourself on that lifeline. And then when you get to present day, being able to consider what is it that I hope or want or imagine will fill this time between now and my projected death. And it allows, again, for us to be with all these different experiences of our life.
That is a beautiful thing to think about, Caitlin. And I think you're talking about reflective time, reflection, which again is not honored in our culture, in Western culture, reflection.
No.
So important. And I also want to mention that I recently was fortunate enough to take a little workshop with Scott of Dots and Doodles, and he has beautiful watercolor journals or journals that you can draw in. And these fabulous new little watercolor pencils that you just touch with a little tip of, there's a water brush and you touch it. And we did a watercoloring journal with stories and drawings. It was fabulous. It was so powerful and important. So I would, if you're interested in what Caitlin just said, Dots and Doodles has these beautiful journals and these new watercolor pencils and it's so easy. And it, you can just immediately do it, no training, and it comes from you. And I think it's very powerful.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah, that is great.
That's a good thing.
The other thing is spring cleaning, as you mentioned. You know, it's like there's a natural, well, part of it is I don't know about you, but, you know, I've been noticing the cobwebs. In fact, last night I looked up and went, oh, my God, look at that, the hanging thing off of my ceiling. And you see things now because there's more light. And so it's like, okay, the light lets us see. And so the sense of wanting to clean or to clear is very important. Our bodies love it too. It's a perfect time for a detox or a day of fasting, a purging of what is completed, what's finished and can be released. And so going with that energy, it's so much, if you were going to do a day of fasting, this would be the week to do it, because the body is it, because we are nature. We are earth in our bodies. It is in touch with the cycle, whether we're in touch with it or not in our thinking. So our bodies love that cleansing time right now. It will make the best advantage of it. So I highly recommend that. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that this is a time of being able to, perhaps if you're open to it, consider starting a gratitude practice. And this is, I mean, there's as many ways to do this as there are people. Again, it's like each plant's, you know, way. But in some way every day, take time for gratitudes. And so because we need sometimes a bit of focus and structure and intention, say waking up and before getting out of bed, imagining and being able to be with three things that we're grateful for. Or before we go to sleep at night, imagining through the day what we're grateful for. But making room, because there is something about the experience of gratitude that really does open us. And it also, it's a way of being with. It's a way of letting ourselves and our own deeper experience feel that we matter to ourselves, which is, it's really important.
It is important, Caitlin. It's the root. If we're not emotionally healthy, emotionally, physically, spiritually healthy, even if we're doing things in the external world, the foundation will crumble. And so we have, at some point, something will happen. So we can't just keep rushing headlong into all these external things.
We get so many messages. There's so many messages. As my one teacher would say, the body whispers initially, and then it gets a little louder, and it gets a little louder. But we're getting messages, and sometimes by the time we listen to them, the body's screaming, and it's telling us that we need to do something different.
Yes. And this is the time. And we could talk for a long time about all of this. We have a couple of minutes left. Any last things you'd like people to know?
Well, one thing I wrote this down because I wanted to remember that there's a really wonderful resource that's available now, Sounds True, which is a group in Colorado that creates teaching programs and CDs and DVDs, has a new free program called the Self-Acceptance Project. And you can just go on to soundstrue.com and find the Self-Acceptance Project and just put in your email, and they'll send you every week two about half-hour shows on some teacher that is speaking around self-acceptance and self-compassion. And they're really great. Now, I highly recommend one of my colleagues, Jay Early, who's this week's one of the shows on self-acceptance, because he's an IFS trainer and he's written some books. And there are just wonderful gems of ways of being with ourself in self-acceptance.
And that's vital. And as you talk about, there's this push-pull.
Yes.
So spring is this time of transition. Yep. It's a time for us to be able to be reflective and look within and make some of these shifts. Caitlin, thank you so much.
Oh, it's been so great to be with you as always.
Well, I have learned so much from you. Mm-hmm. And another wonderful resource I love to listen to is Krista Tippett's On Being. It's On Being, onbeing.org. And you told me about her. Yeah. And while you're, brushing your teeth, mm-hmm. getting ready for work, I mean, you can listen to these programs, the ones that Caitlin just mentioned, or you can go to On Being. I think we all need that kind of support,
absolutely.
That kind of help. So,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. Terry Wilson wants to say something quickly.
We forgot to mention that Ms. Kathleen Caitlin is a brand new practicing ham radio operator.
Yay! Yay for the ham net
and
all of us hams.
Yes, that's exactly right. Terry, all right. Well, Caitlin, you do so many things, and thank you so much for bringing us this perspective today, which I think is so vital and important. I want to thank all of you who listened to this program. I want to also remind everyone that over spring break, all of our local museums here in Astoria have programs for children and families. The Oregon Film Museum, you can make your own movie. Take the family. It's got a lot of Goonies stuff. The Oregon Film Museum is amazing. The Maritime Museum has the new 3D Sharks film, which is also fantastic. So go to our museums. Enjoy your spring break time. All right. Thank you so much, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire. And I want to thank local talented banjo instructor Michael Brun for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. Today, take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things and that will expand them. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.